It's Chicon Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today, 60 to 65. Cloudy, some light rain possible tomorrow, mid-60s. Sunday, cloudy in the mid-60s. And Monday, sunny, temperature in the mid-60s. We'll get the full details on the Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In a story in this morning's Republican American, organizers of a popular car show at Lime Rock in the Lakeville section of Salisbury on Labor Day weekend presented the Smile Cancer Hospital Care Center on Kennedy Drive with the proceeds on Wednesday. The Smiler Torrington Patient Care Fund will receive nearly $13,000, including a $5,000 donation from Tito's Vodka. The fund covers a variety of requests from patients who are facing financial difficulties due to their cancer treatments. Money from the fund covers such things as new wigs, 1 month's mortgage payment, or a fill-up of heating oil during the winter. Smiler Torrington sees approximately 1,500 patients a year. The fund requires no financial obligation from the cancer patient, and money is given out immediately. Brothers Glenn and J.R. Royals, owners of Royals Garage, have helped organize the annual Sunday car show at Lime Rock for years. Because the park can't operate any races on Sunday, Skip Barber offered the park for free of charge to the Royals brothers to host that car show to benefit the different charities each year. Lime Rock helped secure the donation from Tito's Vodka and the Patient Care Fund. This is the second time Royals donated the proceeds to the Patient Care Fund. News out of Sharon. The Sharon Board of Education voted unanimously to ask the Board of Finance to increase its current fiscal year allocation by over $117,000 because the State Department of Education has found them in violation of the state's minimum budget requirement. In a letter to Region 1 Superintendent Lisa Carter, Kathy Dempsey, Chief Financial Officer of the State Department of Education, wrote, referring to the 2022-23 budget for Sharon, based on information submitted, Sharon is currently in noncompliance by over $117,000. Attached is the calculation used to determine Sharon's MBR. The letter further states, based on the current shortfall, the reduction to the ECS grant would equal over $235,000. During the budgeting process earlier this year, the Sharon Board of Education consulted with the Department of Education when they were asked for substantial cuts by the Board of Finance. All of the final numbers were shared with the state prior to the budget being voted on at a town meeting in June. Both the Sharon Board of Education and Region 1 Administration were of the impression that everything was in order, according to the state. Region 1 Business Manager Sam Herrick received notice on September 14th of Sharon's noncompliance from Kevin Chambers at the State Department of Education, and the noncompliance was confirmed to Superintendent Carter in a follow-up letter from Kathy Dempsey on September 20th. By the way, video of that meeting is available at vimeo.com/Robin Hood Radio TV. Great Barrington Police are starting to wear body cams this week, the first for Berkshire County. All Great Barrington Police officers will wear body cameras by today. Each officer assigned their own. The department is the first in Berkshire County to order body cams, and with full support of the police union. In the days ahead, officers will get used to the new technology, as well as follow rules to protect the privacy of people who interact with police. The police chief believes the use of body cams will be a game changer in terms of transparency. Transparency that cuts both ways. Quote, I think a lot of goodwill will come from it, Sorty said. It's going to help with our cases. When we go to court, we're going to have more evidence. Right now, we write reports based on observations out in the field, end quote. Sheffield and Stockbridge are next. Those departments have the equipment on order. Pittsfield police do not yet have body cameras and are exploring policies regarding their use. A number of people in the city called for the cameras after a city man was shot by police this year in what was later deemed a justified use of force, but only after a complex investigation. Some meetings this week that you should know about. The Amenia Wastewater Committee is having a meeting. The Wastewater Committee is hosting actually three community forums to discuss the 2022 Amenia Hamlet Sewer Feasibility Study. They want to present the report to as many people as possible to get input. Forum dates and times and locations coming up tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Town Hall, on Wednesday, October 12th, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, and Tuesday, October 18th at 7 p.m., a virtual Zoom meeting. That Zoom address can be found at their own Facebook page and at the Amenia webpage. And the Rojan Library is offering a program on aligning your money with values. That happens from 2 till 3:30 p.m. as part of the Valley Climate Solutions Week, the role of Transit Community Library hosting Michael Richardson. The in-person workshop at the Rojan Library is tomorrow, of course, at 2 o'clock. More information, email director@rojanlibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they feature nightly dinner specials, a tapas menu, a regular menu, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,225.61, the NASDAQ at 10,737.51, and the S&P 500 at 3640.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.